Melody Gardot is with us at Jazz FM. To understand you and your music, Melody, I guess we have to start a tragic moment for you with the accident. And I'm sure you have to go through this a million times. So it's November 2003. You're left after this, brain damaged, in constant pain, and hypersensitive to light and sound. So I'm going to try and talk quietly to you. Do you remember that fateful day, or is it completely gone from your memory?
There's fragments of it which I recall, but on the whole, you are forever looking forward towards your evolution. So, relatively speaking, no.
Reading through the story of your rehabilitation, it seems like you had a huge creative opportunity here, which was more therapy for yourself than entertainment for us. So, had this accident not happened, you may not be in this position today.
I stand in the place that the world made for me, you know, and the world could be so many things. You could say God. I think that that is definitely a question for God. On an everyday basis, you're reminded of how far you've come when you see the strides you're making. Even today, coming to you was a bit of a journey, and
yes.
I wouldn't have been able to do that several years ago.
Yes.
So, you know, I think every day we're rising and growing and evolving, and that's the beauty that they say time heals all wounds, but this is very true.
And as you mentioned, we had this bizarre meeting on the street mm-hmm. because of traffic problems and getting to the
because
studio.
Because of the Queen.
So there you
the
go.
The Queen's cavalry.
It doesn't happen every day.
No.
But anyway, we're in this position, and it was a very interesting way in which to meet someone like yourself, because I noticed immediately that you're very aware of your surroundings. You know, you have very sensitive hearing. And we were talking about this. There's the sound of the traffic. And then just as we got to our studio, there's a school opposite the studio, and you're listening to the children playing there. So it was almost like you would see a photographer, you know, when they're just looking at the images. You seem to be listening to those experiences. And is that something that constantly goes on with you, Melody?
I believe that artists, musicians in general, our job as someone who's playing an instrument or singing a song is to paint with music. And that's why in certain cases you can have no words and the music is sufficient, because you can tell a story through the notes and the sound. I'm a bit of an audiophiliac, you know, like I love different things incorporated into everyday life that tell the story of the scene.
Yes.
You know? And walking here, it was a bit of a scene between the metro, the tram, the wind, the children, and the passing trucks. I mean, it's amazing to be in a small street. A car can really overtake the airspace.
Mm.
It's incredible.
Are you in pain all of the time?
Depends on who I'm talking to. No, I'm just kidding. relatively speaking, there's a level of pain that I know. But pain is a friend. I mean, it's an indication that something... I'd say discomfort would be a better word, because after a while you get to a level where pain is adaptable, you know.
Mm.
There's adjustments you need to make. I'm used to certain things not being quiet in my body because of what's happened. So after a while, the shock of what that means, it's no longer a question mark. I'm used to, oh yeah, by the way, you know, this is that, my hip hurts, whatever. It's very funny. If I were to vocalize it, then it would not only acknowledge it, it would make it stronger. So I tend not to say anything and just continue on and remember that the soul is something that also exists within a body.